Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Monterrey 2-1 in Doha. To kick it off, you're going to listen to Ross's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's Liverpool 2, Monterrey 1, we're in Doha. A real struggle that game, I thought. I think you could get that. We saw the lineup when it came out. Question marks were raised. A bit baffled by some of it, but we can understand other parts of it. Virgil van Dijk was obviously injured. We're struggling for centre-halves as it is between Jordan Henderson, who came in and played there. Always have faith that he can do a job in there. You know, likewise up front, you know, Origi, Salah, Shaqiri was obviously not what we normally play, but I think you have to be so careful. You know, we're playing two games in the space of a couple of days, and again, you know, we saw, I say, you know, should have gone full strength, but I don't think you can go full strength in both. I think Klopp trusts his players. I think he thought they were more capable of doing a job here. It's also difficult in the fact of, you know, Monterrey, as much as, you know, you might joke about it, I've never heard of them, we don't usually watch them play, therefore we just kind of, not everyone, but some people just kind of discard them. And I do, because obviously they play week in, week out, but obviously they're champions and they deserve to be here as well. I thought, you know, they, as much as we were poor, but they were pretty good in the first half. They created those chances. They were high in the press, and the pressure on the ball. They created a lot more chances than we did. And, you know, a man in the match, which we'll go on to when we do play ratings and the man as well tomorrow. Alisson Becker was, you know, he kept us in that game in the first half. He had three or four clear chances, and he made some really good saves against second half. You know, he's coming out for the ball. He's making some big saves, which is, you know, not necessarily, not ones for the camera, but, you know, the important saves which has to make to keep Liverpool in the game. Thinking, you know, where's this coming from? And, you know, we lacked cohesion, we lacked rhythm, we lacked fluidity, and I think again that comes back to the starting lineup. You know, again, we trust these players to put shift in, to do a job, but I just don't think we had that rhythm that was required. We dug deep, we held on, you know, we get that Joe Gomez, thought put in a good performance. You understand now it's Naby Keita, thought was really good, and then the real changes came was when we made the changes on the substitution. So, you know, the likes of Trent came on, he made a difference, always offers an outlet by Firmino, obviously he gets a goal. And Sadio Mane just always pulls straight, kind of raised the crowd when Mane came on as well, and he must have a massive following round here, obviously. But, you know, he's got that direct running, he's got the ball, he's willing to take on a man, he's willing to go and beat someone. And we just lacked that out throughout the whole game. Most importantly, we're through to the final, which is what matters. But I think there's a lot of things that Liverpool need to work on. I suspect we will go full strength for the final game. And we should, you know, play our strongest team possible. Van Dijk comes back in, which kind of shows up the defence. Adam Lallana playing the six again, you know, doesn't normally do that with the midfield. He's got Keita. I think he was in a two with Keita at parts of that game. Doesn't normally play them, so I think, you know, we'll be better in the final. I think, you know, just don't take teams for granted. Flamengo were pretty poor yesterday. Went to the Flamengo game yesterday. They show weaknesses. They showed a rotated side as well. The final is going to be amazing, but I think Liverpool obviously have lots of things to work on. But again, the most important thing is that we've won. We're able to bring on the likes of, you know, the quality of Firmino on the bench. I think that was always in our firepower. I suspected Monterrey again. I don't watch them week in, week out, that they might tire out, and that's exactly what they did. And as soon as it went to 2-1, it was game over.
So that was Ross's match reaction. Here is his play ratings for the game.
Hello, welcome to Red TV. It's play rating style. Liverpool just beating Monterrey 2-1 here in Doha. Goalkeeper, obviously. Alisson Becker, I'm going to give him a 9. I thought he was Liverpool's best player in the game. I said in the match reaction,
Modric created loads of chances, and obviously back in the balls which you say some really important saves, which is always what we define him as world class for, not having much to do, coming in and making those big saves that he did do. They were far more attacking in the first half, they created lots more than we did, and I think we have him to thank that we were still in the game at half time. Standout player for me, right back, James Milner. Sound. I give him a 7. You always get what you want from James Milner. You know, he's not shy in the tackle, he puts his body in the line, he tries to get forward as much as possible. He's always tainted the fact that he's not Trent Alexander-Arnold, he's never going to be, he doesn't provide that same ball, but he still provides that composure, maturity, experience, which I think we need in the game right next. You know, we're going for two world champions. I think Milner was sound. Centre half, Gomez. You just want me to stay on the pitch. You mean, you know, have us in the replay because we watched it inside the stadium. But it was a long ball up, and he was caught out of position. Wasn't sure where the opponent was and kind of brought him down. Fine, he's got Jordan Henderson next to him, which isn't something to break Joe Gomez with. It's not his fault. But again, they got him behind a number of occasions, not directly his fault, but I think we expected a little bit better. So Gomez. Gomez a 7 as well. Jordan Henderson, again, I give him a 7. He's very just going to be the same scores for a lot of people, but we were pretty poor. Comes in centre half again, you know, team line comes out. You think, you know, he can do a job there. It's not his natural position, but he's been asked to do a job there. He's been asked to fill in with no Virgil van Dijk, no Dejan Lovren, so he comes in and does a solid job. Again, he can only come deep for that ball anyway, so he's able to control the ball, spray out some passes, get out to the flanks, and keep it up and move, which I thought he did very well. Left back, Andy Robbo. I give him a 7 as well. Feel free to comment in the comments below what you think they deserve. But it's the same with Robbo sometimes when he doesn't have money from him, he sort of thinks it's his game. So I don't think he trusted Origi all the time. Oh, Shaqiri was in front of him in the first half. To eight, track back and be wary of what's going in behind him. But again, equally to go forward and think, you know, I can take a gamble here and someone coming behind me and cover him. So, you know, he gets a 7 as well. Adam Lallana. Again, played in the 6. Sound. Most of the lads did a sound job, but nothing that would stand out. So it's quite difficult to mark this one, to be honest with you. I give Lallana a 6. Again, you know, he likes his great turn, likes keeping the ball, likes keeping it in play. A little short passes, and you know, the midfield was pretty compact, which is where Adam Lallana flourishes. I think he can get the ball out to Keita and Chamberlain. He got in front of him. Keita obviously helped him out as well. Naby Keita. When you give him an 8, I think what you get from Naby Keita is the direct running. He was probably the only one, particularly in the first half, who was picking up the ball, making runs at people, doing stuff, who was looking to, you know, get the ball turned and go forward. We didn't really lack a lot of penetration going forward in the first half. There's only really Naby Keita that had it. Chamberlain again equally drove forward, but I think he found it hard to get on the ball. Montreal, you know, they were decent in the first half, they tried a little pull out, and then you found it hard to kind of find the position. Shaqiri, I'm going to give a 6. I thought he was ineffective, same as Dilik Origi. I'll give them both a 6 actually, while I'm commenting the same thing. Just Shaqiri doesn't normally play on the left. It's the first time I've seen him out there, and in the second half he moved to the right hand side before he got sucked off. But he just didn't have an effect on the game. He couldn't get any impetus, he couldn't get hold of the ball, which is fine to a degree because they don't play with each other, but you still expect him to come in and have an effect and to do something. Salah first half sound. He was the only one who was getting in behind the lines, trying to create something. Dame just got in one on one with the goalkeeper a few times, but again, it was hard lines. Montreal crowded him out as well, so I think he found it difficult to kind of stop, and he was forced to kind of hold up the ball and look round for the likes of Dilik Origi and Shaqiri. Sometimes he just went there for him, the ball wasn't on. It was only really till, you know, we got to the subs now of, you know, when Manny comes on, when Bobby comes on, when Trent comes on, Liverpool's all creativity comes from those guys. We look so much more dangerous. And yes, you can tell, you know, Montreal are tiring out, which is kind of normal, what would happen. He needs to be, you know, fully concentrated by Liverpool for, you know, 90 plus minutes for sure. But Bobby comes on, Bobby gets a goal. You know, I won't mark Bobby because he's only off a few minutes, but obviously he gets the goal, which wins the game, which is massive. Manny, I give Manny an 8 because, again, like Naby Keita, picks up the ball, drives the people, scares off, they're frightened of him, you don't know what to do, you don't have to mark him, he's unpredictable, and he showed it again there. Again, his hold up play was excellent as well. And then Trent finally, I give him a 7. Like, again, whipping balls in, cute little passes, cutting out the midfield, and just playing a bit more direct than we were doing in the first half, and causing opposition problems, which we didn't do. So yeah, I'll give him a 7 as well.
Okay, you've heard a lot of Ross, now you're going to hear a little bit of me as well. Here's a little clip from the instant match reaction.
We shouldn't be letting them have that kind of opportunity, and I think all around the pitch we just weren't good enough. At the end of the day, though, we did what Liverpool do constantly, and that's battle till the very end. We had quality off the bench, and we got the win at the end of the day, and that's commendable. I think the substitutions for me were massive. Yeah. Klopp bringing them on, and look, I spoke before about we should have gone full strength maybe earlier, but also, that we have them off the bench to make an impact when teams get tired, and you can then say to these players, right, get on there, make an impact, score this goal, do this, see this little bit that we found out that we can exploit, you are the player to go and do that. Sadio Mane comes on, brilliant, gets the ball, and you see him like turning him, doing a little feint and having a shot at goal. Bobby Firmino obviously gets the goal. I think Trent whips the ball in for Bobby's goal, I'm pretty sure. So it's one of them. All these players had a massive impact. You've got to commend Klopp there. You've got to commend the players that came on there.
But also that's twofold, because I know we can say it now, I know it's hindsight. Obviously we've won. You brought those players on who can have an effect on the game. Mm-hmm. But those players have also had a rest, because of the players that are filled in for them.
Yeah.
And I think there was also a little bit of false hope, because obviously Origi and Shaqiri started the Everton game, they played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were both, for me, they were both really poor today.
Yeah, they were.
And that's, again, is part of the problem of having consistency and expecting them to come and do the same job. But also they've allowed, you know, Bobby to have a rest, Manny to have a rest. Yes, they've had to come on and rescue the game.
Yeah.
But going into the final game, I fully expect them to start. By the way, I think you're right. I think you're your strongest team in the final. Now we're there. But you know, how many times have we had the conversation of, like, we've complained of not having a squad? We've got one. We can't expect the performance to be the same.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the post-match podcast. We will have you covered, obviously, with the final word. Paul and Chris will be in Liverpool doing that for you, and we'll be covered in the next game, the final. I cannot wait. Neither can Ross. Hopefully Liverpool end up champions of the world. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.